Good evening, and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, coming your way on Wednesday evening this week. We've got Bearcat basketball coming up tomorrow from Pittsburgh, Kansas, as Northwest travels to Pittsburgh State for women's and men's doubleheader beginning at 5:30. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, we've got a good show on hand tonight. We'll be talking baseball and softball, as well as a little bit of football later on during the program as well, and both that baseball and softball teams off to a pretty good start from last week.
Yeah, absolutely, with the chance to get out, both obviously on the road, traveling toward the south, both spending some time in Arkansas last week, but baseball team with its best start since like 2004, so that's a heck of a start, 6-1. Softball, you know, 2-2 last week, but if you think about it, they haven't really practiced on dirt at all. You know, all the practice spaces that they have used getting ready for the season have been either the turf at the football stadium or obviously inside, which is nowhere near dirt. But, you know, that's not bad for the first time playing on dirt. And, you know, an interesting win in their last game. They got one hit, but they won the game, and that doesn't happen too often. So,
well, that's all you need.
Yeah, that's right. So we'll hear more of that story from Coach Anderson in a little bit. But, yeah, definitely. It, you know, records, sure, you can use those to determine great starts. To me, when baseball and softball are started, means we're that much closer to warm weather. So it's always a great start.
No doubt about that. And something that I don't know is been done very often in the MIAA in men's basketball, where a team has clinched at least a share of the MIAA title before Valentine's Day, which was done this past Saturday for the Bearcat men's basketball team.
Yeah, I haven't been able to decide what's harder to believe right now. The fact that somebody did clinch the MIAA, glad it was the Cats, that early, or the fact that there's only four games left in the regular season. I mean, both of those are kind of shocking. Now, that's a lot of games when you consider them clinching the title with that many games to go, but it's not that many games when you think about over the course of a season, and here we are about to come down to crunch time. And, you know, it's been great to have them number one as long as they have, being unanimous number one the last couple weeks, number one in the region, first regional rankings this week, all that good stuff. But they're going to have to continue to play strong, continue to improve, because it's only a couple of weeks away before that undefeated record or whatever it ends up goes back to 0-0, and you're always playing to try to play more basketball. So it's just going to get even more interesting here in a couple of weeks.
And they're definitely getting the opponent's best shots. Washburn came in, gave Northwest a heck of a game on Saturday afternoon, and people associated with the Washburn basketball program say that's the hardest and the best that they played all season long.
Yeah, you know, when you look at teams that record-wise maybe especially have struggled, especially teams that have struggled more than you expected, I think a lot of people expected Washburn to be better this year in terms of record than what they have been. You know, you look at a chance to beat the number one team in the nation, you know, if you're not going to have much opportunity beyond the MIAA tournament in terms of postseason, that's kind of like a postseason game for you. You know, you can hang your hat on a win over the number one team in the nation, and you don't often get opportunities to do that. And so these teams are trying to take advantage of those opportunities, but nobody's figured it out yet.
A lot of basketball left to be played, but when you look at players like Zach Snyder, senior in the program, who doesn't know anything other than a first-place finish in the MIAA.
Yeah, that's so neat to think about, you know, and how much winning they've done and how much success they've had, and the hunger that's still there, because, yeah, he's won four straight regular season MIAA titles, but there's one thing he hasn't done yet, and that's get to an Elite Eight, you know, and so that hunger is there, and that's there for all the guys as well, even the guys who have been here for just 2 or 3 years and still always won the regular season. They still have that hunger and that bitter taste in their mouth of not getting past the Sweet 16 and being so close so many times.
And for the women's basketball team, a couple of tough losses this past week, but they still have a lot to play for.
Yeah, you know, I think of the two last week, the most frustrating one is probably Washburn. They were able to build up a 13-point lead there in the first half. Saw that slip away there in the third quarter and just couldn't recover after a tough third quarter. And really, credit Washburn. They're not going to let you recover. They're a very well-coached team. They came out, pounded the ball inside there in the third quarter, and took advantage of 16 points by their inside player in a hurry, you know. And so I think that's probably the tougher of the two. Emporia State, you know, you felt like you could go in and compete, but, you know, Emporia is Emporia. There's a reason they're always in the top 25, or at least in recent years, because they're just a great program with some very, very athletic basketball players. And while Northwest started well against them, those athletes came out and they didn't want to be beat. When they don't want to be beat, it's tough to knock them off, just like what we've seen on the men's side this year.
No doubt about that. And indoor track and field, again, they're putting in some very good performances while they go on the road.
Yeah, a couple of 800 runners on the men's side able to get provisional marks, NCAA provisional marks at South Dakota State last weekend. They've got one more tune-up before the MIAA championships, which take place in Joplin on the 24th. They'll be in Lincoln. I understand they're going to be split. Some of the athletes will be competing at the Devaney Center and the Nebraska tune-up, and then some athletes are going to be competing at Nebraska Wesleyan, but they'll at least all be in the same town. We've seen them this year where they've been in three different states at the same time, so I think Coach Lorick will be a little bit more relaxed with them, at least all in the same town for once.
No doubt about it. Again, we've got a good show on head for tonight. We'll be talking with head baseball coach Darren Lowe, also a pitcher off of his squad, Nico Pablo, a softball head coach Ryan Anderson. Rebecca Meyer, an infielder for the Northwest softball team, will be joining us, as well Northwest assistant football coach Joe Osborne. Again, they're all lined up for our program this evening. And support for the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, comes from the Stuner Body. Screen printing and embroidery, now located near the Northwest campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Stuner Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, and open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Stay tuned. We've got a lot coming up on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, Maggie Wilson, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audio Visual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And joining us now is the head coach of the Bentonville Bearcats, and Ryan Anderson. As I say that, just for the fact you're going down to Bentonville two straight weekends in a row, Ryan, and getting to know that town pretty well.
Yeah, it's a nice place to go. It's an easy trip for us early in the year, and we always have good competition down there against these southern schools that are in our region.
Coming off the first weekend down in Bentonville, I split with games going 2-2 down there. Just kind of overall talk about how the teams performed this past weekend.
You know, pitching and defense played well. We got out of situations that we put ourselves in. You know, we can always improve pitching-wise, but our hitting didn't show up. You know, we had a chance to win two other games, and we just couldn't get the bats rolling, and that's supposed to be where we were going to be strong this year. And so I think the team realizes that once we do start hitting, we're going to be tough to beat. So, you know, I think that was the positive thing to take out of the last weekend, is that, you know, for as poor as we did hit, there's still so much growth there.
Is that something that you see this time of year, where the pitching might be a little bit ahead of the hitting, just because they don't get a chance to get out and really see the natural type of backgrounds and things that you would see during the season?
You know, you never know. You hope that your defense doesn't make too many mistakes, because we don't get to be on the dirt very much. But you know, we swing the bat every day a lot, so you hope that that's ready to go out of the gate there. But man, we just didn't get it done.
Hey, although you didn't, we weren't hitting well, I guess you hit just well enough in one of the games to come up with a 1-0 victory there.
Yeah, if we Holly threw a seven-hit shutout, and we had one hit, and it was a solo shot. And, you know, we really, the whole game, we just didn't hit her hard at all. And then Chantel got a hold of one, and seventh inning put us up 1-0, and then we got out of the bottom of seventh and able to get that victory.
I feel like you were, played pretty good competition down there this past weekend.
Yeah, Arkansas Tech was very good. Harding University, I think they won their conference tournament last year, and they're going to be at the top of their conference again. You know, they're a very good athletic team. Monticello, they're kind of a team that every third year they're very good, and, you know, they beat Mo West pretty handily and Pitt State, and that was the game that we actually hit well. So, you know, we did get to play four good teams down there, especially teams that have been out playing. So, and, you know, this week we're looking at the same situation. You know, we have six games, and I think at least five of them have already played. So it's going to be enough or another tough weekend down there, but, you know, we got to get started someplace.
Well, and it's nice that you can get a lot of games in a short period of time to kind of get you geared up for the MIAA season.
Oh, definitely. You know, they're all regional games for us, and, you know, if you can show up and do well these first couple weekends, it really pays off later in the season. But just for our conference play, you know, when you can open up against the number 11 ranked team who was number one in our region last year, and really we played well against them. This weekend we're going against the number two team in our region that actually won our region last year. So, you know, we're playing very good teams. And then you put the fact that they've been outside since January, they're that much better. So, you know, it's an uphill climb right now, but, you know, we do those little things that we can compete with them.
When you play these type of teams this early in the season and then you put together a good year down the line, how much does that help as far as the regional bids down the line then?
Oh, that's the main reason why we go down there. We want to play regional opponents and just to help that regional ranking. And it's amazing how much, if we would go outside region, how much it hurts us. So we try to play all the regional teams we can, and you know, when you can get six games in one weekend, it definitely helps.
Have you been able to get outside much this week in practice?
Yeah, we have. We got out, not even sure what day it is, but we got out yesterday and today on the field, and field's drying out. It's still a little wet in some spots, but we were able to get some good defense in there today, and, you know, it's a lot different. You know, up until yesterday, we only had two days on dirt, and that was at the tournament last weekend. So, it's nice to be out and be able to get on dirt and, you know, not have that excuse anymore of, well, we've just been playing on fast turf, so we don't know what dirt is like. So it's very beneficial for us.
And were you able to see some marked improvement in practice with that?
From yesterday to today, definitely. I mean, we looked a lot better today than yesterday. And, you know, for me, I want to say it was having an extra day on dirt, but who knows. But it's good to get these extra days on dirt going down to play on dirt again.
How much, as far as the hitting, trying to get hitting on track, is it contagious? Where if you get one or two players hot, do you kind of see the rest of the team kind of loosen up and continue to help out that way then?
Well, you hope so. There was, like, the Monticello game, we pounded the ball all over the field. We had a couple other games that we hit the ball hard, and it was right at somebody. So, you know, we need a few of those balls to drop in and just be able to get some hits here and there and just to get some confidence going. We have players that know they can hit, but when it's an 0-for-2 day or an 0-for-3 day and it could have been a 1-for-3 or a 2-for-3, there's a big difference in the ego. So we need to get that confidence up.
And pitching-wise, it really looks like your pitcher's off to a good start.
Yeah, they threw well. We had really four decent performances there, and really, I think the thing I was happiest about was that we got ourselves into situations, bases loaded, runner at second and third with one out, and we didn't let anybody score. We made smart plays. We got the out at the plate. You know, we did the things we were supposed to do. That being inside, not being able to scrimmage, you can't practice those. So, you know, we talk about them. We try to do as much as we can in the fall, but when you can't get out in January and February, there's sure a big difference. So, it was good to see us do certain things right.
Got Rebecca Mayer coming up after this to talk about her and the season and things. Just talk a little bit about what she means to your program.
Well, she's a little spark plug up the middle. Her and Tori work well together, and, you know, this is her junior year right now, and she's been around a while, so she knows what to expect, you know, knows what to expect going down south here, and, you know, we don't have a ton of freshmen on the field right now, but she's a good leader for them. So it's good to have people with experience that want to be leaders, that want to talk, and that can. So, you know, she leads by example and really helps everybody else out.
Well, it makes a difference then to have a few players like that on the roster.
It definitely does, especially up the middle.
All right. Well, Ryan, thanks a lot for being with us on the program, and good luck this weekend as you head back down to Bentonville. Kind of know the route down there by now, don't you?
Yeah. Nice trip.
All right. Again, Ryan Anderson with us, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State softball team. We'll continue to talk softball. When we come back, we'll be joined by Rebecca Mayer. That's coming up right after this timeout as we are broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at Heinlein Home Furnishings.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for KXCV KORNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We continue to talk softball with us on the program. I'm joined now by infielder Rebecca Mayer. And Rebecca, we've talked to Ryan about this as well, but got a chance to go down to Bentonville, Arkansas, two weekends in a row here. You were saying during the break that kind of scattered out some of your favorite places to go when you're not out on the softball diamond there.
Yeah, we definitely made our way down to a couple of food places and figured out. So this weekend will be a little bit different. We have a lot of families going down, so we're excited to get back out there because we kind of know what we're doing. So,
all right, how much fun was it to finally be able to get outside and play this past
week? It's unexplainable just because we've been stuck inside since last October pretty much, just hitting and constantly. But we've been so lucky with the weather and be able to get outside to practice a little bit more than we usually do in past years. So it was a lot of fun to get outside and actually get a little sunburnt. So it was nice.
And coaches also talked this week about the importance of getting out and getting on the dirt, especially for the infield, and getting ground balls and things under situations that you get throughout the season. Just how much of a difference was that to be able to get out and actually play on an actual softball field?
It's a huge difference just because we actually get to practice on the turf field, and it's a lot different with bounces and all that. So it's really nice to get out there and feel the dirt. The ball moves a little bit differently, and so it was good to like break in the, I guess, dirt when we were playing. But yeah, we the first time we've been on our field this week was actually yesterday, so we haven't had a lot of dirt out there, so it was a lot of fun.
And it sounds like things are coming along, and able to see the defense make some improvements because of that.
Yeah, we have been really pushing offense lately, which was really nice to see the defense pull forward and make some really key plays. We had a lot of double plays and just good, smart softball plays this weekend.
Yeah, how often are you involved in a game where you win 1-0 and you only get one hit in the entire game?
No kidding. Yeah, that was a really fun game to play, though, and just That's why I lost my voice, actually, was after that home run. We got pretty hyped after that.
And it really puts a premium on defense in games like that, too.
Yeah, we had plays at home when girls were on second base, and they would go, and we had a lot of throws from the outfield come in and get tags at home from our catcher, Jessica. And it was a really good defensive weekend, as you can see, with the scores being so low, that it was a lot of fun.
What are some things that you think the team can do to maybe get the bats going now?
Well, we've been kind of just hitting without knowing zones inside, so I think now that we understand where we're getting jammed at, we can practice that a little bit better. So we had a lot of struggles with inside pitches this weekend, so we've been pushing that a lot in practice these last couple days.
Talking with Coach a little bit ago, he talked about the leadership that you bring to the team, and how do you view that as far as trying to help bring along some of the younger players?
Being a junior now, I know the role that I take in, and I just have a lot of fun on the field, and I want girls to like loosen up and play as well as they can. And being a leader and a captain on the team, I hope they can come to me. I mean, they ask me questions about everything, but I really hope they look up to me and follow my role out there and all that.
Now, you come from Des Plaines, Illinois. Just talk a little bit about making the trip from Illinois to Maryville, and not only being on the softball team, but also a student at Northwest, and what attracted you to the campus?
Well, I kind of fell in love with it the second I stepped on. I don't know why, it just kind of happens here, but being so far away from home, it's really helped me have like an understanding of team and family, and I've become so close with a lot of these girls, and we just really bonded right off the bat. And coming from so far away, like, you miss home, you miss your family and all that, so it's nice having like coaches and players and all that to help you just have a surrounding and home feeling.
Does your family get a chance to come and watch you play somewhere?
Yeah, they get a lot of chances. My parents are really lucky. sometimes they lie a little bit about work, but they're really lucky to be able to come and watch me play as much as they do.
Or their bosses aren't listening.
Yeah, yeah, I hope not.
All right, well, Rebecca, thanks a lot for being with us on the program.
Thank you.
And that is infielder Rebecca Mayer for the Northwest Missouri State softball team. We'll come back and we'll turn our attention to baseball. Darren Lowell will join us and talk about their good start to the season. That's coming up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Right Bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show here on KXCV KRNW. As the ball gets a little smaller, we talk some baseball here with head coach Darren Lowe after a great start to the season. Best start since 2004 as they went 6-1 on a 9-day swing, trip, whatever you want to call it. But, Coach, a heck of a start, obviously, when you look at a record like that. We talked, of course, a lot before you guys started the season about how tough it is to be prepared. So what was it about this road trip that had your guys ready to go and pick up six wins?
Well, I think, you know, the first thing you look at is just the character of this team. And, you know, our guys have set high expectations for themselves and for each other and had really worked hard all the way through the fall. But, you know, when you go into the spring season, we only had about 3.5 weeks to prepare. You know, our guys kind of challenged each other as far as understanding that we had to start preparing even before the guys came back to campus, and that's pretty difficult when our guys go home for 5 weeks over the holidays, come back about January 10th, and just to have that 3.5 weeks, both our pitchers and our hitters really challenge each other to start preparing themselves even before Christmas, and so the arms were in shape, so the swings kind of had a jump start before we got back, and credit goes to those guys. They were ready for opening day and had a chance to get outside and prepare a little bit, and opening day starter Joe Hippus goes out and goes complete game for us, strikes out 15. You know, anytime you strike out 15, it gives you a little bit of breathing room.
And they didn't even get pitcher of the week.
He did get pitcher of the week, yes, opening weekend. Unless you know something I don't.
No, who was the opening day starter that had 12 strikeouts?
Well, Anthony Canapiel came back.
Canapiel, that's who I'm thinking of, yeah.
Yeah, he came back on, of course, Anthony was game one and Joe was game two. And,
yeah.
You know, both those guys, they set the tempo for the first 2 days and just got enough hits. You know, I think our hitting was probably a little bit ahead of where we have been opened up in the past. So, just a good start. And, you know, anytime you go outside and get a win on opening day, it just gives you confidence. And we really built on that confidence through that Oklahoma weekend. Picked up a midweek win against Arkansas Fort Smith and just carried that into the Arkadelphia weekend with the first game win at Wachtaw Baptist. Came back against a very good Henderson State team and had to go 15 innings to beat them, but we pulled it off in the 15th and unfortunately dropped our last game, but certainly a good week going 6-1 and looking forward to this upcoming weekend.
A lot of good performances from pitchers. How important are pitchers being ready and having good pitchers to get a good start like this?
You know, I think when you look at this pitching staff, it's anytime you go into a season, you know what you're going to get out of your top end guys. You know, your top four or five guys, and then you always have a few question marks on the next five guys, what they can do. You maybe have seen some glimpses of good things, maybe some great things, but still maybe a few question marks. But I think on this staff, they've really, of course, we have a lot of returning veterans, so we've seen them over the course of time. So just knowing that those top 10 guys, you know what you're going to get, and they really stepped up and did their job and threw strikes and competed on the mound, so that really carried us. I think our team ERA right now is just a little bit over 2, so you know, when you're giving up 2 or 3 runs a game, and it kind of keeps the pressure off the offense a little bit, that the hitters know that they don't have to go out and score 10 or 12 to get a victory.
We talked about Canapiel and Hippus combining for 27 strikeouts those first two games, but you talked about the 15-inning game. Earlier this week, you said you had a guy that you said, I'm maybe too quick sometimes to put this guy in, your closer, Nico Pablo, and sounds like maybe you were a little bit slow to pull the trigger to get him out in that 15-inning game as well.
You know, Nico's been very honest with me. You know, he tells me, if he's got another one in him, and, you know, maybe, he's just a competitor. He doesn't want to come out of the game. You know, you go all the way back to last year when Nico was coming out of the pen, and we had a spot start against Missouri Western, and he took a no-hitter into the fourth and then the fifth, and we were going to only let him throw 4, but he gets into the 8th and still has the no-hitter going, and we had a 47-minute lightning delay in that, and of course, as a coach, you don't want to, you know, ruin a kid's career and all that. And I was ready to pull him and go straight to our closer for the win. And I asked him if he wanted to go out, and he said he was going back out. And who was I to judge? And he struck out the side and got the complete game no-hitter. And he's really picked up where he left off last year. You know, he got two saves early in the week. And then he came in earlier. Of course, we had four or five chances to get the go-ahead run. We just couldn't get that run in. I actually had him at seven innings in my mind for some reason, and then I read the stats and we went 8 1/3. So it's just knowing when Nico's in the game that he's going to control that game and give us a chance to win every game. It's really a luxury as a coach just to have him. Know you got him in your back pocket if you can get that go-ahead run and bring him in, because he's pretty unhittable.
You talked about how the offense can relax knowing that you've got a good pitching staff that's not going to give up a lot of runs. Is it kind of similar with the pitching staff where maybe they can relax a little bit knowing if they do stumble a bit, you do have a go-to guy like Nico that can really step up and help out?
Yeah, and I think it's kind of the same mindset for myself. I think, a lot of those middle bullpen guys have really stepped up and shown what they can do, that they can come in and do their job and get us an inning here or an inning there. And, you know, I think that's the thing that we were lacking last year. We'd probably let our starters go a little bit longer than we should have, just because we were a little bit thin in that middle bullpen area to get to Carson Smith, our closer from last year. So, you know, now knowing that, you know, those starters kind of have it in the back of their minds, if they can go five or six, they have confidence in the guys coming in behind them, and understanding Nico is also, you know, not your typical closer. He's a guy that can go in and log multiple innings at the closing role if needed. Of course, we don't want to do that, but if we need to, you know, we'll bring him in for, you know, maybe a 4 or 5 out save if we get in that position.
Well, obviously, with the success, you don't rely on one or two guys offensively. Who were some of the performances, or what were some of the performances that stuck out for you over those first 7 games?
You know, I think you look back at the 7 games that we played, and I think we had, a different hero every day. You know, just multiple guys, stepping up and doing the job. But it wasn't just that one guy that carried us through the week offensively. It was, Landon Figg, third baseman for us. We knew he was a great hitter, but we didn't realize that maybe how good he was. And the kid can hit, plays a great third base. Right up at the top of our offensive categories. Luke Hassman, we threw Luke in the right a little bit. He was a first baseman. He convinced us that he could play the outfield. He did a great job out there and swung the bat really well. But you just go up and down our lineup, multiple. On different days, you'd have a different guy going 3 for 4 or coming up with a big clutch hit. So, it's definitely a lineup that's, I think, for opponents, is tough to pitch to, because if you want to walk, work around James Haller, then you have Kevin Hanslick and Landon Figg or Luke Hassman behind him. So I think it's a tough lineup to navigate through, and hopefully they, continue to swing the bats as well as they have been and even get some greater output from them.
Obviously, the pitching staff did well, but those first 5 games, a couple of games you gave up 2 runs, a couple of games 3 runs. You had the shutout there in game 2, and I would suspect that the defense seemed to be ready to go, even with the good pitching from those guys.
Yeah, no question. It's, kind of like Ryan was talking about with softball. It's been a luxury to get outside and, get on the turf. We got on our field about 3 days, but at the same time, it's still early, and our you have to battle the ball in the sun, the ball in the air. You don't get a whole lot of opportunity to do that. We take pride in ground balls, and we take ground balls every day, and our guys do a great job at that. And, we had a few miscues, but we're able to limit those. And it kind of goes back to quality pitching and keeping the ball off the sweet part of the bat. They're able to do that. So, it's makes defense a little bit easier, but at the same time, our defensive output was tremendous to, keep that our opponents score low, so we know if we can scratch out a few runs, we'll be all right.
Now, I know there's a line between overworking the guys, but yet getting some work in. When you make these southern trips, are you able to get some extra practices in, maybe some extra grounders, things like that, and try to take advantage of maybe a little bit better weather?
Yeah, I think this week for us, of course, you talk about 9 days on the road. I think, number one, you want to get outside and play baseball games and start your season. You know, the kind of on the backside, it's a great team-building experience for us. We're on the road together and getting to know each other and hopefully liking each other the entire 9 days. But at the same time, on our off days, we're able to practice a couple days and take it easy a little bit, hitting shorts, kind of a little bit more of a casual time. And, we're really fortunate that, Coach Churchman allows us to do that. He realizes that that's an important week for us. And then, of course, on the backside, our team GPA is about a 3.3 team GPA right now. So it's a lot easier sell for us to go to our faculty and say, we need this trip and we're going to take care of our studies on the road. And our guys have done a great job of that. And we'll continue to take this week so we can kind of hit our stride a little bit early.
I could imagine technology's made that a lot easier. I bet there's a lot of guys sitting back on laptops getting work done or trying to work on projects and things like that. It's got to be so much easier now with laptops and that technology than maybe it used to be taking long trips like that.
Yeah, no question. It's, we have Wi-Fi in the bus. The first thing I text out when I get to a hotel is the Wi-Fi password. And you'll see multiple guys down in the lobby, late at night working on projects or doing their schoolwork. So, that's what makes my job a lot easier is our guys are very good in the classroom. They take pride in the classroom activities. So, we don't have to necessarily worry about that a whole lot. They put that importance on themselves. So when it is game day, we're able to focus on game day.
Well, now coming up next couple of weekends, a couple of trips down to Oklahoma. The next one coming up, the last opportunity before conference play starts with a three-game series coming up against Oklahoma Christian University. Knowing that conference play is right ahead, those are the last three games before that gets started. You still just go out and play, or are there some things that you want to try to have ready before you get into conference play? How do you take those last few games before you get into the MIAA schedule?
Well, I think going into this three-game series, the 9-day road trip, we played the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we played the Tuesday midweek, and then we played Thursday, Friday, Saturday just to get us home a day earlier. But after that, those 9 days, now we scheduled this upcoming weekend in a conference format, basically a single nine on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So that kind of gets us working in that direction. You talk about our pitching and our starters going deep with Nico on the back end, but I think we still have to develop our bullpen a little bit more, just understanding that, you might be able to get through with five guys or, maybe seven guys throughout the course of the season. But once you get into that conference tournament, and especially if you go in the loser's bracket, you're going to need, some more guys. So we have to try to develop a few more guys, get some other guys in the lineup, maybe, tweak our lineup a little bit. Although we did some good things, that first week we really wanted to try some different lineups, but being a superstitious baseball player, we're 6-0, and we didn't mess with it a whole lot, so we left it the way it was. So we'll try a couple of those different things. Maybe moving Landon Fagan up in the order a little bit. Maybe get him an extra at bat in a ball game. Move some people around, and we won't be too drastic. But maybe just try a few other things that we might not have done during that, especially in that six-game win streak.
I had a coach with a baseball background. I'm very superstitious myself, and I had a coach tell me it's not superstition, it's routine. So that doesn't have quite the negative connotation, I guess.
Yeah, I guess we can say that. We try to keep the same routine, but we're superstitious about keeping that routine.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, Coach, well, good start. Good luck the rest of the season, and talk to one of your guys here coming up.
Thanks, Matt.
That is Darren Lowe, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State baseball team. And we'll hear from that pitcher. He talked about Nico Pablo when we come back to Carson's in downtown Maryville right after this on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information at 562-4657.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And time now to talk with a pitcher off the Bearcat baseball team, and Nico Pablo. And Nico, let's just talk about this past week. Really doesn't get much better than that. You guys go with only one loss on that trip, and you personally doing a great job coming out of the bullpen, also going eight innings in another game. Overall, pretty good week to 9 days for you there.
Yeah, you know, we got things rolling real fast. You know, the first six games, you know, we won them, and Yeah, you know, we like a road trip like that, you know, starting off back, what was it, since 1970s,
yeah.
The best start.
Yeah, in the early 70s.
Here, yeah, it's nice to hear, and you know, hopefully we get to keep things rolling this weekend, and looking forward to it.
You had some high praise earlier this week from Coach Lowe during the sports luncheon on Tuesday, where he said if there's a game on the line, you're the guy that he wants out on the mound.
Yeah. You know, it's a role that Coach Lowe came up to me and told me, you're going to be the closer. And, you know, I was well prepared for it. I saw it coming. So, you know, it's good.
Looks like you've got the ability not only to go short, like coming in as a closer and get the three outs you need to end a ball game, but you can stretch things out and go, obviously, go multiple innings there with that eight-inning performance as well. How do you approach a game where you have that ability to pitch multiple innings, but you know that most of the time it's going to be one inning that you're going to be relied on?
Yeah, you know, well, past experience, you know, I had a couple starts back in the past. So, just change mentality and, you know, throw strikes, go out there and throw strikes, and that's just about it. You know, my arm has been holding up pretty well so far, so, yeah.
And how do you approach coming in out of the bullpen as a closer for those come in and wrap up a ball game? What's the mindset that a closer has to have when you come out onto the field?
You know, fast tempo, mainly throw strikes. You know, that's something you really want to do is as a closer. You want to go in there and you want to throw strikes. And, you know, trust your stuff. That's the main thing is definitely trust your stuff and, you know, trust your defense.
As far as this season, off to a great start, what are some of the reasons that you see right now that you guys have been able to get off to this great start?
You know, all around, you know, our pitching has been phenomenal. Our hitting has been phenomenal. We've just been playing all around great baseball, and, you know, that's something that started us off.
Now, you come to Maryville from Stockton, California. How'd you find Maryville, Northwest Missouri State?
Yes, you know, my high school coach, he used to come here, and he got a hold of Coach Creason, and from there on, you know, Coach Creason got in contact with me, and that's how I found Northwest Missouri State.
And how have you enjoyed it so far?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, I came here basically blindfolded. I didn't really get to you know, visit campus before I came, and you know, not hearing stories about Missouri, you know, the cold weather and all that, but you know, I love it. You know, I came in with open arms, and you know, community of this is just, it's awesome. You know, Maryville is awesome. I love it.
And academically, what are you studying?
I am a criminal justice major.
And what kind of future do you have? What are some of the things you want to do after graduation?
As of now, I want to go back to California and proceed and try to be a police officer or work in a correctional facility.
All right. Well, Pablo, thanks a lot for being with us on the show this evening, and good luck the rest of the season.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
You betcha. That is Pablo, Nico Pablo with you on the coach's show here tonight as Northwest Missouri State baseball team. Again, off to a great start, one of the best starts since the early 70s, as a matter of fact. When we come back, though, we will turn attention now to football and college football, as Northwest assistant coach Joel Osborne is with us tonight, and we'll talk with Joel right after this timeout from Carson Sports School in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Right Bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com. or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
And we're back at Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCB KRNW. Now joined by Joel Osborne. He is an assistant coach for the Northwest Missouri State football team, wide receivers and recruiting coordinator, which obviously that portion of the job kind of came to a head a couple of weeks ago. And boy, a lot to be excited about on signing day this year. What an effort by not only you, but the coaching staff, and looks like a great group of guys.
Yeah, I just want to thank our coaching staff. Those guys did a great job, especially with the transition from AD leaving to Rich taking over. We were able to maintain our board, keep our top recruits, guys who are committed already. And we just went out and went to work. And winning speaks for itself, and a lot of guys want to be a part of it is what we found out.
I could imagine in a time where there's a transition for coaching staffs, if there's time between coaches, that's got to be a recruiting coordinator's nightmare. But you didn't have that. Obviously, the change was announced and made in a matter of seconds there. How important was that to know not only that Rich was going to take over, but that you guys, all as full-time staff, were going to be around in terms of helping make sure you kept those guys you were working on?
It was very important. It everybody knew exactly what they had to do. We got back to work on Monday, right after the championship game. We had one day off. We had Sunday off. Got back to work on Monday, got organized, and then Tuesday started watching film. And then Tuesday through Friday, got our board set at each position, and did a great job of identifying not only guys who are good football players, but guys who are going to fit Northwest in our culture, guys who are good students, guys who are going to come here and make this place better.
One of the things that you look, when you look at it geographically, something that, you know, big-time programs have always had success with is keeping the regional, homegrown talent there, and then also picking up some talent, you know, from the outside. You guys were able to do that. Is that a focus? Is that what you kind of try to do, or does it just kind of fall into place that way?
Yeah, we're very strategic with it. First off, if there's good football players around here, which there are a lot of good football players, especially, you don't even have to leave Maryville to find good football players.
Yeah.
We're going to do our best to get those guys to become Bearcats, and we feel really good about the guys we have coming from Maryville in this year's class. And then the other thing, too, that we've done a great job is identifying guys, especially at our camps, and particularly team camp. And we got a lot of kids from team camp coming. Then from there, you know, broadening our horizons, picking and choosing where we want to go. We got five kids out of Wisconsin. Eric Reimer kind of started that whole deal, All-American linebacker, a couple years ago. And then the other thing is the Dixon started the Florida pipeline, and we've continued to try to find elite athletes from Florida, and just about 3 to 4 a year, not try to do too many, but enough impact guys that come in and play here.
When you guys are looking at talent, obviously you're trying to choose good athletes, but how, you guys are finding the ones that honestly could be Division I athletes. Is it more of trying to talk them into, hey, you could win a championship here, and other than maybe, you know, maybe getting some time your senior year if you're lucky, that sort of thing? How do you find those athletes that are potential D1s that you're able to get into the program?
First off, we have a lot to offer. You know, you talked about it, winning. You could, I think Colin Bevin said it best. He could have lost over 30 games in his career had he chose to stay at Iowa State. Instead, he came here and won more championships than he had losses. And it was just pretty impressive. That's the first thing. The second thing is location. We have a great location right between Kansas City, Des Moines, Omaha, Lincoln, Lawrence. Columbia is 3 hours away. St. Louis is in-state, Springfield. You can kind of go on and on with that. Football is important up here. We are Mizzou. We are Nebraska. We are Iowa. And, you know, we really get great support from our fans. That's a big deal to recruit, get a play in front of 10,000 people in a packed stadium every weekend. It's not like that everywhere. And then just in terms of our culture, what we're about family, not a lot of places can say that they've got X amount of full-time coaches on staff, and, oh, by the way, four of them or five of them played at Northwest, and then all of them are GAs. So we know what Northwest is all about, and that's why we do a really good job recruiting to it, because it's an easy sell for us.
You know what amazes me is, obviously, we've been around the culture, the winning. We know the feel. We know the community, the support of the community. You guys don't get a ton of time with these players in the community and on campus. You get a little bit of time, but it seems like, and I'm sure every school is telling them, hey, we're just like family, you know, everything's great here, but it just seems like they get that feel so quick here and realize you're telling the truth.
Yeah, I just think it when you bring a guy on a visit, first off, you can get him to a game. You don't really have to say much.
Yeah.
All they got to do is stay there after the game and see everybody go on the field. And but if that doesn't happen, you get them on an official visit, you know, they're going to meet professors. They're going to meet Ashley in the TDC in the library, who runs our academic program. They're going to meet our players. They're going to meet a bunch of people in the community, because we go out to the community to do meals and stuff like that. So, you know, they're going to meet a lot of people. And it's just when you can tell a kid, last semester we had a team GPA of a 3.16. We had 62 3.0s, 16 4.0s, and we didn't have one kid fail out of school. That's a big deal. And then you can go and show him the resources we have, and this is why.
Now, obviously, we know there's not very many true freshmen that are going to play for you guys. Is that something you tell them right out? You're not very likely to play your freshman, sophomore year. Joe Quinn's going to work your tail off, get you ready so that when you do step in, you're ready to play college football. You guys straight up with them about that from the start?
Yeah, we're very honest with kids. I think you got to be. If you're not, then they're going to find out one way or another. And then the other thing, too, is just the percentages. There's about 95% of the guys that do come in redshirt. There's a very select few that don't. And there's some cases where you could come in and play. O&D line, you got to be pretty well ready to go physically, and that takes time a lot of times. So, but there's a chance at some skill positions, you know, the specialist could play as well, too. So it just depends on what you have on your roster, what your needs are, and what's open. So,
well, of course, football being an easy sport to coach, you only have 15 games a year. Well, you guys have 15 games a year. You know, it's only in the fall. You started working right after the championship. And there's no break. You guys have spring ball coming up starting on March 1st. So, you know, it's basically a year-round thing with maybe a week or two here and there for you guys.
Yeah, it is. And our players are already, they're working out with Joe Quinlan 3 days a week in the weight room, 2 days a week running, and now they're starting to do 7-on-7 and 11-on-11 and drills on their own 2 days a week as well. And we're gearing up for spring ball. We start March 1st, so it's right around the corner. And we're fired up, and, you know, we got a lot of young guys on our roster right now that are going to have a chance to make their mark at Northwest, and it starts now.
All right, Joel, well, thanks for joining us. I know you guys are ready to get back at it, on the field anyway, because it's been a lot of off-the-field work here the last few months.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys.
That is Joel Osborne, again, recruiting coordinator and wide receivers coach for Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back with more from Carson's in downtown Maryville right after this. You're listening to The Coaches Show on KXEV KRNW.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering automatic entrances, electronic security systems, as well as service and repair locking, hinging, and closer hardware. More at 582-3131, or in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylvilleGlassandLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health, St. Francis Hospital, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. As we wrap up another program with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, a couple big basketball games coming up on the road this weekend as they head down to Pittsburgh, Kansas tomorrow, then over to Joplin on Saturday, the final regular season road trip of the year for these teams, and a couple big games with Pittsburgh State and Missouri South.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you look at the men, obviously they've, on paper, looks like they should be able to win out, but teams, again, even teams that have played them once before are still going to give them their best shot, and I still... especially during the Robert Corner, I don't know of any team more than Missouri Southern that has such a drastic difference on how well they play at home compared to on the road. So you know Southern not only is going to give their best, but they play 10 times better on their home floor. So that should be a fun game. And then another tough midweek game, you know, John Lance Arena. Even though they updated it, it's still just a tough place to go and get wins, you know, for the women. They're facing one of the top teams in the nation. It's a challenge, but, you know, we've seen them play ranked teams well. So we'll see if they can step up to another midweek challenge this week. And then for the men, you know, that Pittsburgh State team is very athletic, and that's kind of scary. You know, even though the men got the win the first time around, when you've got an athletic opponent, you kind of never know what's going to happen. So hopefully Northwest will be able to kind of force their will, you know, and make it the kind of game that they want to play and get a win there.
Well, you look at the two matchups on the men's side. Both Pittsburgh State and Missouri Southern lost some key players right about just before they came in to play Northwest. And those two teams now have had a chance to adjust to that and had some of the guys that have stepped up in that in their place now to get some minutes. So it's a little bit different with both of these matchups.
Yeah, you really, and no matter the situation, but in that one especially, you have to take the second games almost like you didn't play the first games. You know, you re-scout them from scratch. If you see some things on the recent game tape that's similar to when you played them, great. Then you'll be able to use that, and that will help. But you almost have to take the assumption that you're facing a totally different team you haven't played before to make sure you're as ready for that second game as you were the first game.
Well, I'll be a couple of fun trips. We'll be down there to broadcast both of those matchups with the doubleheaders, and hopefully we have some doubleheader sweeps coming up this weekend.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely.
We'll have the women's game tomorrow beginning at 5:10 with our pregame before the 5:30 tip-off again, Northwest and Pittsburgh State. Then on Saturday, afternoon matchups with Missouri Southern, 1:30 and 3:30. 6:30 on the broadcast, beginning at 1:10 with our pregame for the women there. So that's coming up this weekend on KXCV KRNW. Thanks to all of our guests on the program this evening. Also thanks to Ryan Elliott as well as Karen Lawrence for helping behind the scenes. I'm John Coffey, and again for Matt Gorder, we'll be back again next Wednesday for another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.